With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Last night, the Carbondale Board of Trustees took a look at the 2019 accomplishments of Clean Energy Economy for the Region, also known as CLEAR. Alex Hager has more.
This year, CLEAR helped Carbondale work toward its goal of modifying the library, schools, and some residences to produce as much energy as they consume. CLEAR's Renewable Energy Program Director, Catherine Rushton, says they're also helping the town with a plan to limit energy use in new buildings.
In the zero energy world, we're seeing that there's really pretty clear path forward when you have new construction because you can really incorporate a lot of the efficiency and lower the energy use in the design process.
CLEAR produced the Net Zero for New Construction report, which aims to help the town build with energy goals in mind. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
A new Carbondale chocolate company makes an appearance at a pop-up tonight. Kristen Kay reports local Mark Burrows started Pollinator Chocolates just 6 months ago.
Burrows finds it amazing how varied chocolate can be.
Like wine, you're never going to get the same vintage year after year after year. The same thing with chocolate. It depends on the soil it's grown and how it's treated, how much sun it gets.
He's so passionate about chocolate that he started making his own. The pop-up at Roaring Fork Beer Company's Tasting Room Batch in Carbondale tonight will have samples of his wares, made with cocoa beans from almost a dozen different countries. Eventually, he hopes to hold tasting seminars and chocolate-making classes. Tonight's pop-up at Batch also features solar-infused honey from Honey Tree Botanicals and art from local Brian Colley. Kristen Kay, Atlas Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The new gondola at Steamboat Resort has been shut down because of a mechanical malfunction. Steamboat officials say they are waiting on a part to be custom-made in Europe, but officials are working on the gondola today to find the cause of the malfunction. The new gondola fully opened to the public last Saturday, but then was shut down late Sunday afternoon. No one was on the gondola when it stopped working. Other lifts are currently open to allow access to open terrain. Last night, the Carbondale Board of Trustees took a look at the 2019 accomplishments of CLEAR Energy Economy for the Region, also known as CLEAR. Alex Hager has the details.
This year, CLEAR helped Carbondale work toward its goal of modifying schools, the library, and some residences so they produce as much energy as they consume. It's not always easy or cheap to do that with existing buildings, but CLEAR also gave the town a plan to achieve net zero energy with new construction.
How do we build them right from the start, so that we're not adding to our energy footprint?
Catherine Rushton, CLEAR's Renewable Energy Program Director, says the organization's Net Zero for New Construction report will help the town with guidance and best practices going forward. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
The state Supreme Court has denied a request to reconsider its ruling that criminal offenders can't be sentenced to both prison and probation in the same case. Attorney General Phil Weiser filed a petition this month challenging the decision, saying it could create extensive litigation for thousands of cases. The ruling means that defendants who were sentenced to both prison and probation must be resentenced. Authorities say witnesses might have moved away, police investigators might have retired, and victims might not want to testify again, causing problems in the process. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.